podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, I give really good advice, yeah, hit it, Kirsten!
No.
Hey, panicked parents.
And mama bears.
Welcome back to the best true crime comedy parenting podcast extravaganza you've ever pumped through your eardrums. I'm your beloved host, ferret mom, Blandy Cobbles.
And I'm Kirsten, mother to two amazing daughters.
And I'm Plevin, a human sound engineer.
Plevin, no.
Yeah, no. Plevin, I'm the host.
And me.
Mostly me, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
This is a show for moms, and you aren't a mom.
Neither is Blandy.
Plevin.
Okay. I hate to become this podcast, but we have some business to attend to before we get going here.
That's right.
We just want to apologize from the bottom of our hearts. Despite having a brand new sound engineer, the sound quality last episode was horrible. It seems like the music was like louder than my voice for a majority of that episode, and you know, you guys deserve better.
No, that wasn't a mistake. That was on purpose. Your voice degrades the sound quality of this podcast.
What the hell, Plevin?
Mr. Brindlestorm said you guys can't say the H word anymore. He said that.
Whoa, that's harsh. Luckily for me, the theme of today's episode is not giving up.
Come again, m'lady. I didn't hear you.
Because I said fuck.
I'm sorry, are you saying you want to stop giving up?
If you keep saying curse words, then Mr. Brindlestorm is going to be very mad.
Blandy, yes. We're practicing self-care by not caring so much at all.
Wow, how do I stop doing that? I feel like all my problems could be solved if I just stop caring so much about, you know, what people, specifically my stepsister Stacia and a guy named Garrett I met at a rest stop outside of Phoenix, think of me.
It's not easy. And when it comes to motherhood, worrying about what other people think of you can magnify the already omnipresent mom guilt.
No, I don't think that's true. My mom never feels guilt for eating the last bag of circus peanuts in front of me. Which is why I always have a spare hidden under the ferret's cage system. Unfortunately, the ferrets do find it about 80% of the time and end up needing their stomachs pumped afterward.
Okay. According to a 2017 article published in the New York Times,
if you plagiarize so help me God, Mr. Brindlestorm will have my anus.
You mean ass, right?
Or butt, at least? Plevin?
No, I do not.
Anyway, the article will be listed in our show notes. We aren't plagiarizing, okay? Anyway, according to this article, parents feel most scrutinized by how they choose to feed and discipline their children, along with their sleep routine. So, essentially the very basics of parenting.
Oh, yeah. I'm always feeling judged about my sleep routine. Last week, despite being straight edge, I did take a jar of melatonin gummies. They're just so good. And I ended up sleepwalking for 72 hours straight. And the ER doc said I need better supervision, which was way out of line.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Mom and Ron recognized some suspicious stories on the Nextdoor app as being about me. So they followed the clues until they eventually found me hunkered down behind Mrs. Fields, where apparently I'd been kicked out for ordering a dozen cookie cakes, declaring my undying love for Dante. I guess I was trying to pay with $3 and one of Travis's Han Solo action figures.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Trevor was not happy.
Wow. Well, I think we can all agree, caring can quickly cross the line from benefiting you as a parent, you know, like motivating you to make breakfast for your kids or scheduling a dentist appointment for them, to harming your identity as a parent. Like when you feel ashamed for letting your kid have cookies before breakfast, or worrying what the other parents at the park think of you if your kid is screaming on the way back to the car.
Yeah, I do that whenever my mom makes me leave the hardware store.
Great. The The problem with this shame and worry is that it's unproductive to the bigger picture when it comes to parenting. And it's actually not the same as caring. It's like a toxic branch that sprawls out from the root of what's important. That you fed your kids, and that you made sure they got to the park. That's the important stuff. And letting negativity and self-doubt overshadow the joy of what you're getting right as a parent is the actual failure here. It hurts you, and it hurts your kids. Because taking care of yourself is a key part of being a solid parent. And where does all this doom and gloom come from?
Baby center?
Well, not entirely, but yes, it comes from outer influences. From the other parents at daycare, from strangers on our Instagram feed, and yes, sometimes parenting forums that cause us to measure ourselves against other people's standards, which can cause shame and self-doubt as a parent.
Kirsten, did I ever tell you about the time I was personally victimized by every member of Baby Center?
No, Blandy. You haven't told me about the time you were personally victimized by every member on Baby Center. What happened?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's a doozy. How much time do we have?
Not much.
The long and short of it is, don't talk keto with the moms on mommy forums.
No, I never would. And do you know why?
Because you forgot the password to your login?
Exactly. And, more importantly, because I know that there's just some things I don't want to compare and contrast with other moms. Bottom line is, I'm learning to not give a fuck what anyone else thinks so that I can actually enjoy this precious time mothering my kids. It's fleeting.
Alright, that's great. But let me know if you're open to suggestions, because I definitely see some areas for improvement. Like, several.
Wait, like what?
Well, for one, I don't see you carrying mace.
I'm kind of worried about my kids getting into the mace and macing themselves, so.
That's fine. But what if you encounter someone with a history of violence and a prevalence for getting themselves entangled in conspiracies?
I'm not at all involved in a conspiracy.
Like in an alley?
Sure, yeah, like in an alley. Picture this. What if some guy from the KGB wants to recruit you? So he follows you from your car to some dark place in the shadows and... Are you equipped to protect your young in that situation, Kirsten?
I'd take my keys and just kinda, you know, stab him in the eyes.
That's cute. But it's not gonna work, he's got a taser.
The KGB has tasers?
Oh. That's not even the half of it.
The KGB ceased operations in December of 1991, approximately 30 years ago.
No. I don't believe that for a second. Plevin, what kind of sheeple are you?
Sure, I can find a lamb recipe for you.
No. That's okay, Plevin, we're good.
Yeah, Plevin, no. I'm a vegetarian. Please don't trigger me.
Hold on. This is what I'm talking about. I'm allowing you, a practical stranger, to influence how I feel about myself as a parent, and that's not good.
Are you serious right now? We're not practical strangers. What has this pandemic done to you besides make your beautiful ponytail less thick?
What I need to do in order to take care of myself is to pause, let go of the guilt I'm feeling for not carrying mace around with me in the dark alleys I constantly trek my children through, and ask myself what you, Blandy Elodie Cobbles, can really offer me with your judgment? And the answer is absolutely nothing.
What? Wow. Kirsten, how could you do me like this?
Blandy, don't take it personally. But the way I care for my kids is almost none of your business. And recognizing that makes me feel so much relief. And that in and of itself is self-care. I'm practicing self-care as a mother by not giving a fuck what other people think of my parenting. I'm making space to think about the things that actually matter to me and my family, like, you know, where we're ordering pizza from for dinner, what movie to pick for movie night. How do I decide when an opinion is relevant to how I raise my kids? If it's coming from a childhood expert, who knows my kids personally, like their pediatrician or teacher, then yes, their opinion should definitely hold some weight. But a 20-something unemployed ferret collector who babysits her three nephews and niece for free all week? No. You don't have anything of value to share with me.
Okay.
Same goes for the opinions of the moms on baby center birth boards, or the dad at the park who gave me the stink eye the other day for letting my kid take her shoes off, or the Insta moms who appear to be cooking from scratch every single night. What works for me doesn't have to work for you. And as long as I'm not somehow causing harm to someone else's kid in the process of raising my own, then I'm liberating myself from the anxiety that comes from caring so much about how other moms view me. And in turn, I'm taking better care of my kids because I'm staying in my own lane. I'm not looking at other people and their kids and judging them or, you know, worrying about what they're doing because I see that I have my hands full here with my own.
It's Blandy's turn to talk.
I'm sorry, Plevin. I don't even know if I can at this point. Are you telling me that you don't care that I think it's deplorable that you let your daughter wear a Taylor Swift concert tee?
Exactly.
Even though she tried to have me stewed because I was telling people Tay-Tay and I were third cousins?
Yes.
And so you're also saying that you don't care at all, that I think it's disgusting that you give your kids prepackaged watermelon chunks instead of chopping it up with a machete yourself so it's super fresh?
If you need a machete, I have one in my inventory.
Right. I'm not gonna think twice about serving my kids prepackaged produce. That works for me.
Wow. Okay. I guess if you want him to get E. coli, that's your business.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Except no. No, I don't want my kids to get E. coli. Like, I wouldn't want my kids to get E. coli. Please know that.
Do you remember that time that I gave you half a friendship necklace?
Yeah.
You can throw it in the toilet.
Hi, I'm Plevin. If you don't want me to dox you on the internet, please subscribe to Really Good Advice for New Moms.